our schedule for today across the I3G Sports Network. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got Benson County and EKM right here on KDDR, the Tornado, and on Thunder Country 98.3. Jerry Edwards has Valley City Devils Lake, which might be the best day one matchup at the Jamestown Civic Center. That is coming up at something like 2:30 on the Voice of the Valley, KOBC. And Ricky will be watching all of us like a hawk from Master Control in Oaks. All right, boys.
Master Control being the living room of my apartment.
With, Master Control can be anywhere you want
with,
it.
With a glass of wine in hand.
There you go.
And I will have you guys on, and I'll have on my giant TV the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament.
Of course you will. All right, let's either become geniuses or make total fools of ourselves. We're going to start, and we will predict these all the way through, including the consolation rounds. Let's start at the Jamestown Civic
Center. More chances
Center.
For me to be wrong.
At the Jamestown Civic Center, it starts with 2-seed Thompson and 7-seed Rugby. Anybody want to be really dumb right off the bat and take Rugby?
Nope.
No, this is going to be, this is going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly quick. I think Thompson wins by, I think they're going to be up by 30 at one point. I don't know if they're going to win by 30 just because they're going to pull everyone as soon as they get up by 30 in the fourth just to save, you know, stamina, because that is a thing in this tournament. You want to get games over with as quickly as possible so you can preserve your players for later. But I think Thompson easily wins this game, no problem.
Agreed. I've been saying all week Thompson by 40.
Oh my. I wouldn't go that far. Well, definitely running clock in the fourth.
Yeah.
All right. So the game you're going to hear on KOBC, I just called it the best day one game of the Civic Center. That's not a hot take. That's just a fact. It's Valley City and Devil's Lake. They played at the beginning of the year. Talking with Jimmy Saturday, he said maybe this season would have gone a little smoother if they hadn't played poorly and won that game, Valley City. But it's the Highliners and the Firebirds in game two.
So the interesting thing about that is they played poor defensively. Like, they gave the ball away a ton in the first quarter, and then they kind of were the like, they had a really bad, like, quarter and a half, and then they dominated from that point onwards. Listen, Devil's Lake, in just terms of how they play, it's going to be a street fight. That's just what it is with Devil's Lake. They don't quite have the scoring depth they've had the last 2 years. Valley City is not thrilled about playing Devil's Lake. But in terms of a team that has literally no ability to stop them, if Valley City just sets up in the half court and just throws it inside to Katie Birchall and Sky Nielsen, this is probably as good of a matchup as you could get for Valley City offensively. Defensively, you're wondering, because it's not many people have put up the amount of points Devil's Lake did against Valley City, which was 65 points. So, listen, I think Valley City wins this game. It is going to be stressful the entire way. And if you want the prediction, I'd probably say Valley City 60, Devil's Lake 54. Here's a really tight game that gets decided by free throws, which, that's fun.
Here's the fascinating part about this game. If you have read the Devil's Lake Journal throughout the year, you would be convinced that Justin Klein hates this basketball team. Because he has called them out three different times to our guy Joseph Hill in the newspaper, talking about they have no leadership and they have no physicality. And yet, here they are in the state tournament. I think Valley City wins this game because Devil's Lake doesn't have a post presence. I think Valley City wins it. The thing that scares me terribly for the Highliners is this. Carrington jumped into a press late in the game, and Valley City threw the ball all over the place. They thought we were in Hillsboro all of a sudden.
Turnovers are the one thing that scares you. It's the one thing that scares you if you're Valley City, because it brings up like PTSD flashbacks of 2 years ago when Valley City had a double-digit lead against these who would go on to be the state champions in Devil's Lake, because you turned it over 15-plus times in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So, that's the always thing. Like, you know what it is with Devil's Lake. And here's the deal. Valley City might go out and press them. If Valley City is just going to go out and get to a running match with Devil's Lake, that's the exact game Devil's Lake wants to play.
It is.
Like, they want to get into a running match with Valley City. They want to play – they don't want to play basketball. And I know that sounds harsh. If Devil's Lake plays a half-court game against Valley City wins by 25 points. Mm-hmm. Devil's Lake wants to play the least amount of actual basketball you can. They want this to be a track meet. They want quick baskets. They want transition. That's what they want. So I think Valley City wins. I think it's going to be close. South Prairie Max, Watford City. I'm sorry, Watford City. You deserved so much better than to get shafted there. This is it for South Prairie Max. They also know this is it. We talked about Thompson in the first segment about this being their last chance. You look at how many seniors are on this team. Like Abigail Mickelson, Brianna Rose, Scotty Beck, Macy Talbot. Like, those are four legitimate contributors. And Scotty Beck, obviously, going to be in contention for maybe player of the tournament. But it's like they know they don't have a lot coming back. So, I mean, they fired their coach. They fired their coach last year after making it to the state final, or making it to the state final 2 years ago and making it to the semifinal last year, both losing to, obviously, the state champions. Fired him. They start out with a loss to Carrington, and everyone's going like, uh-oh, what's going on? And then they rip off 22 consecutive wins.
Yeah.
So I have no reason to pick against South Prairie Max in this game.
So we've all got South Prairie Max. Let's fly through these a little bit. Here's the question.
Thank you for not asking me.
Do you also have South Prairie Max, Ricky?
I also have Valley City, yeah.
And Valley City, very good. All right. Kindred Hazen, here's the question for me. It's not, will Kindred win? Of course they will. Will Trenbeth or Nipstad on their own outscore Hazen?
Yes.
Combined, obviously, they will. Like, they combined, I think, score 162 points in three games in the Class A Region 1 tournament. Like, they're two phenomenal players. I think they're the two best players in this tournament. So, if South Prairie Max is trying to duck Devil's Lake or duck Valley City by voting Kindred up higher, congratulations. You just got a team that is also desperate. Like, you got a lot of teams that are desperate knowing this is their final chance to make something happen. So, Kindred, I, sorry, Hazen. I think you got voted to where you were because you went 22-2 and people wanted to respect that. Your reward is perhaps the scariest team in this whole tournament that is not considered a favorite.
Ricky?
There's nothing else to say. It's going to be Kindred.
All right. So consolation bracket then. Nobody in their right mind is going to pick Rugby over Devil's Lake. Am I right?
No.
Okay. No. So Hazen has beaten Watford City not once, not twice, but three times this year.
Make it four.
It'll be interesting because this is, I think both Turtle Mount, or not Turtle, but Watford City and Hazen both know their chances to win a state are non-existent. This is the game they want. This is the game they really want. I don't think they give a rip about who, you know, the fifth or the seventh place game. They just really want to beat each other, which is why we're going to get our first upset of the day, and Watford City is going to win this game, and they're going to win the fifth place game as well.
I think Watford City wins this game, and Devil's Lake wins the fifth place game. Ricky?
Yeah, I had Hazen, then Devil's Lake wins it all.
All right, so championship round, Thompson Valley City.
Thompson. Give me Thompson.
Yep, Thompson.
Give me Thompson.
South
Sorry,
Prairie
Jerry.
Max, Kindred. I don't care how many points those two score. They're not beating South Prairie Max.
Nope.
So, for Valley City, Thompson, I'll take Valley City, and this is not the homer in me. This is knowing how they've lost to teams. They've lost to teams that have shot the lights out, and I don't know if Thompson shoots the way they did, like they did in Devil's Lake. Like you said, Ricky, the rims are not as forgiving as they were.
Mm-hmm.
Devil's Lake has some of the loosest rims in the world. So if you're relying on a team to come in and shoot well, like, that works the Valley City's favor if it's going to be a tough gym to shoot in. So I think Valley City will beat Thompson. South Prairie Max versus Kindred. I mean, That's just going to be a game where I'm so happy I'm not calling it because I'm just going to get my popcorn ready, and that might be a game with the first team to 80 points wins. There's going to be no defense in that game at all.
All right, so for you, Jerry, who would you have third place between Thompson and Kindred?
First, Thompson.
Okay.
Ricky? I think Kindred wins that game.
Okay, Kindred. Ricky, you would have Valley City Kindred for a third time this year. What do you think of that?
Give me Valley City.
All right. I would also take Valley City over Kindred. All right. State championship picks. Let's start with you, Jerry. You have Valley City and South Prairie Max.
This was a hotly contested game last year between these two. It was a game Valley City was in control of the entire way. And then a chant of overrated spewed from the Valley City student section, and that fired up South Prairie Max. And Valley City, they couldn't hit a free throw to save their life, and they committed a bad over and back penalty to give South Prairie the ball with about, I think, like 2 seconds left and a chance to get a three off. But then Sky Nielsen intercepts the pass. Valley City wins. The weird thing is, South Prairie Max, if you look at a team that can match up with Valley City, it is them. And I don't know if they have the defensive presence they had in Katie Coca. Katie Coca, I found out through this season, is the reason why Valley City probably won that state championship. And she only averaged 4 points a game, but her defense took away other teams' best players. I don't know if Valley City has that lockdown defender again. So,
oh, you mean Greta Govan?
Begrudgingly. Yeah, Greta Govan. So restart that, I guess, BJ. You're going to edit this.
No, we're keeping that in, Jerry. Yeah,
whatever.
Jerry, Ricky doesn't
Greta
edit
Govan
this.
Greta Govan is the reason why Valley City won state last year with her defense. Katie Coca has come to fill in that role. I just don't know if Valley City has that type of defender on the team. So I think Scotty Beck finally gets South Prairie Max over the hurdle, and everyone's favorite Class A school finally gets a state championship.
Yep. I have South Prairie Max winning against Thompson.
All right. I'm picking the Tommies to win the state championship. I just think that, first off, they got to fly under the radar all year because they had an early loss to South Prairie Max and an early loss to Carrington. They soaked that in. They're playing awfully well right now. I have the Tommies winning state. All right, so let's get to Class B. We're going to kind of have to fly through this, but
We got this.
Benson County, Edgeley. It's coming up next on KDDR, the Tornado, and Thunder Country 98.3.
Benson County.
Can they pull this off without Jalen Birch?
No, Benson County next.
Benson.
I, too, think Benson County may win this thing. Lemoore and Washburn, I don't really think Washburn has seen a defense like Lemoore. I don't think this is going to go well for them.
Goodbye, Washburn.
Yeah, Washburn, thanks for coming. You do have a nice win over Flasher, but Lemoore is just too perturbed right now to lose to you.
Central McLean and Linton. By the way, if you think Central McLean wanted to see a District 2 team, you'd also be wrong.
I'm going Central McLean.
Yeah, I will take Central McLean. They do have one loss on the year to Flasher, so they can be beat, but this is going to be Central McLean winning a tighter than expected game over Linton.
Berthold Flasher.
Bombers away. That's my answer.
Flasher.
I am with Jerry on this. I'm taking Flasher. All right, so consolation semis. EKM Washburn.
EKM.
I like EKM as well. Linton against Ricky for you. Linton against Flasher.
Linton. Give me Linton. Give me Linton.
You got Linton. Jerry, for you, it's Linton Berthold.
Linton.
I would take Linton as well. So, semifinals. And everybody in the state is hoping that this happens. Benson County, Lemoore.
And it's going to be the Lobos heading to the state title matchup.
I think they finally are going to run into a team that they cannot overcome shorthanded. So I will take Benson County in this one.
Hard to beat Benson County twice in 1 year. But if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be the Lobos. I'm picking Lemoore in this game by one point. They certainly won't blow them out by 15 again, but by 1 point, Lemoore. Second semifinal for you, Jerry, and for me, it's Central McLean Flasher again.
Flasher.
I'm going to take Central McLean. Ricky, for you, it's Central McLean and the Bombers.
It's a repeat of last year's third place game. The Berthold Bombers come on out. They win by four again.
All right. That gets us to Saturday. EKM against Linton, because why the heck not?
EKM.
EKM.
That means for seventh place, Washburn against, let's see.
I have Flasher.
Okay, Flasher, and for you, Jerry, Washburn against Berthold.
I'll take the Bombers in this one. So
I will as well. All right,
actually, I'm picking Washburn to win that game. I just have him against Flasher.
Very good. Third place game, Ricky, for you, Benson County against Central McLean.
The Jaguars, they get the win there. Central McLean.
You mean the Cougars, but whatever. Okay. Yeah. Jerry, for you, third place is Lemoore against, actually, who did you pick in that second semi?
So I picked Flasher to upset Central McLean. So
okay,
we have,
so Lemoore and Central McLean.
I'll take Lemoore in that one, and it'll be a bittersweet pill because I think Lemoore will lose to Benson, but I think it'll be close. But I also feel like they have a heck of a team coming back next year and might be unanimous number one next year going in.
They might be. All right, so state championship picks. Ricky, you have got the Berthold Bombers and the Lemoore Litchfield Marion Lobos.
The Bombers are going to fly on over Lemoore and get shot down. Lemoore with the win.
Jerry, you have got Benson County and Berthold.
No, I have Benson County Flasher.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Benson County Flasher. That's my bad. Benson County Flasher.
Listen, you look at their resume and it's good. It's really good. They got their losses is a 1 point loss to Central McLean and a 2 point loss to Washburn. If you're asking me to take Flasher to go on a run, I take Flasher to go on a run. But if you're giving me the team that I think is going to win, give me the defending state champions in Benson County. The Wildcats find a way to go back-to-back.
Which leaves it to me. I've got Central McLean and Lemoore. Ricky, what have I been saying for the last 3 weeks? The biggest difference in the Lemoore Litchfield Marion Lobos is this. Last year, they're playing at the Civic Center, and Van Eden slips on the edge of the court and is lost for the season. They had no three-point shooting. They couldn't get it done. Addie Smith has become a three-point specialist. Addie Smith has become the most important player on the Lemoore basketball team, certainly since Annika's injury. And I've been saying for about 3 weeks that Addie Smith is the reason the Lobos are going to win the state championship, and I am not backing down now. Give me the Lobos to win it all.
All right, perfect.
All right. Well,
I've marked down my bracket.
I have marked down mine as well. You can mark down yours also. Now, don't forget, coming up in about an hour and a half, Jerry has got Valley City Devils Lake on the Voice of the Valley, KOBC. But coming up next, it's the Class B State Tournament on KDDR, The Tornado, and Thunder Country 98.3. Benson County EKM, Lemoore Litchfield Marion Washburn. For Jerry and Ricky, BJ Walters here. Enjoy the state tournament. So long, everybody.